Jason, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, doing well. What are your thoughts on some of this back and forth that we've heard today with Antonio Cromartie and the Patriots?
I haven't heard anything. I thought it was nice to not have heard anything, but I guess there's stuff out there. But whatever. I think at the end of the day, when the game's played, it's all that stuff is irrelevant. You know, the game will be decided on the field and not by comments in the media or what have you. So, you know, whatever said is maybe something for the entertainment value or however else you want to file it.
Do you think there's a line that can be crossed, though, with things like that? I mean, Cromartie called Brady an asshole.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Is there a line that can be crossed? I don't know. I mean, maybe there's so much said and done nowadays in the media. I think a lot of it is unregulated. You hear a lot through different, whether it be blogs or papers or television, that people don't always choose their words the best, but have a freedom to say what they want. So if someone's offended by it, then, you know, I guess that's their own prerogative. I don't put much stock into it. I don't really worry about it. People can say and do what they want. And, again, I don't think it has much bearing as to what happens on the field. You know, I'm not one for the whole bulletin board material thing, and I'm not one to mix it up a whole lot in the media either. So that's just me.
Jason, we know from talking to you over the years how much respect you have for Brady. What are your thoughts on his on-field demeanor?
I know people talk about him celebrating or whatever, or pointing at the sideline. I've heard things about that. And, you know, he was pretty demonstrative when we played him up there last time and you know, when they scored a touchdown. And I come from the school of thought where if you don't want someone to celebrate or be excited or say something to you or do something that you might perceive as offensive, then don't let them score, and they won't do that. So, you know, I respect Brady as a competitor and as a person, number one, and as a competitor, and I think the things that he has done on the field this year have been nothing short of amazing, and the guy plays with a lot of passion. And as an athlete, you can appreciate that. If he's not on your team, obviously it'll tick you off. But again, keep him out of the end zone, and you won't be offended by it.
Other than the obvious, which would be don't let them score more points than you, is there something you guys have pointed at as you can change from the last time you met them in December?
Well, I think everything. I think the last contest was a kind of a perfect storm for us. We turned the ball over and got behind early and let Tom and the offense get rolling. Didn't make much hay offensively. Played poorly on special teams. So it was just a situation where I don't think we played well in any facet. You know, we did go back and look at that. You know, you can't ignore it, even though there's so much negative. I think there's some positive things you can look at from the tape, but I think it was important to go back and look at it and look at the negative aspects and try to correct those. So, you know, we have to do everything better than we did last time, and I can't really sit here and pinpoint one thing that we did well enough that we could repeat it and be successful.
Jason, as a player, does the talk ever become a distraction, and do you ever wish you didn't have to answer these questions? You wish maybe you could just play the game and do without all this?
Well, you know, I think everyone's a little different. Some people come from different schools and not schools as in colleges, obviously, but different backgrounds as far as how they approach the game. And I've never been a real big talker and as far as getting stuff stirred up and doing all that. But, you know, the nice thing about Rex is he lets everyone be themselves. And, you know, you could be your own individual person and, you know, if it fits you, then by all means do what you do. And if it doesn't fit you, then don't read it. Don't worry about it. Don't answer about it. But, you know, I'm in a position where sometimes you get asked and you have to answer, but it's not that big of a deal. I get amused by a lot of it. I think it's entertaining sometimes. Sometimes does it get old or does it get tired of hearing it? Sometimes. I mean, sometimes, you know, but most of the time I just laugh it off.
We're good here if anyone on the call wants to jump in with some questions.
Jason, I'm wondering if you could look back on the first Patriots game. I believe you had the sack to kind of end the threat. For a career like you've had, where does a moment like that rank?
You know, it was a good play. And I don't want to underestimate it, but I don't want to overstate it either. I mean, it was a good play, and I've had so many good matchups against the Patriots, or you know, all the teams in the AFC East, really. But it was one of those good, hard fought, fun games, and a big play at the end of the game. But you know, obviously, I didn't repeat that when we went up there, and unfortunately, and I need to try to do that. But it was a good play. I'm not in the business of ranking things right now. I'm still trying to stack them up, and then when I get done, I'll look back and maybe come up with a ranking at that point.
And I'm sure you've watched a bunch of film by this point. You look at teams like teams like the Colts and other teams that have really thrived rushing the passer, the Bears. Why have they struggled to get pressure on Brady?
Well, I think, number one, we need to do a better job of winning one-on-one battles. I think we, at times, have put ourselves in the position to have one-on-one rushes or have a chance to get pressure, and can do a better job of executing that. Another thing is, I think Tom does a great job of diagnosing what the defense is and what's coming at him and understanding where to go with the football. You know, he is very much a student of the game, and he has seen it all, and I think does a great job of putting his team in a position to be successful. So when you're playing against the best quarterback in the league, it's sometimes tough, regardless of who you're playing against up front. Sometimes it's tough to get to him and sack him because he understands what he's getting and gets rid of the football.
Any other questions, guys?
Just one more. Jason, I remember we asked you last year when you had your future was sort of in doubt where you might end up in 2010. I know this season isn't over yet, but how much longer do you want to do this, and have you given any thought to next year yet?
I really haven't given much thought to the future. This is I'm trying to cherish the moment that I'm in now and enjoy these playoffs and take this as far as we can. But, you know, and with the uncertainty in the league, with the labor agreement or disagreement, whatever, however you want to call it, you know, there's a lot of things that are up in the air. But yeah, I'm under contract here for 2 years, and we'll see what happens. We'll see if they want me back or if somebody wants me and if the body still can go. But I think all things being equal, I think I'll be ready to go again.
Last chance for a final question, guys. All right, Jason, thank you very much for taking the time.
All right, no problem. Thanks, guys.